This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the show, College Football Today, Inside College Football, the SEC on CBS, analyst, our friend, Brian Jones. Mr. Jones, how are you, my friend?
D.A., I'm great. How many dozen motherships do you have, man? You just listed a litany of them.
There's a lot of them, man. I got to park them all in the garage, too. It's hard.
I see you got a vast universe in which to park them. That's cool, man. That's a lot of space.
I have not seen you in a while. How you been? How'd college football season treat you?
I am outstanding. College football season went exceedingly quick this year. It seems like it always flies by. This year it flew by, man. It was just amazing that we're sitting here and this thing is done with.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this college football playoff. Were you good with Oklahoma getting the 4 seed?
I was great with it. As painful as that is for me to admit, being a Longhorn, but they deserved it. I said leading into the conference championship games that if Oklahoma were to win, they would be in. They were sitting there ahead of Ohio State, of course, and everyone's pointing towards Ohio State just demolishing Michigan, which was very impressive, but equally and less impressive was that loss to Purdue. And you had a Oklahoma team taking on a higher-ranked opponent in their last chance to make an impression, and then did Ohio State. So it went as I thought it would go, and a lot of people are upset and saying for the first time that the committee engaged in politics. Well, I think that's a bunch of bulldookie. I would go back to the first installment of this current playoff system, and I would say they engaged in politics way back then when they left out and snubbed Baylor and TCU because they were not a Texas or a brand name like Oklahoma. So I thought they got it right. And you're looking at a two-loss Georgia team, and that one loss, or one of those two losses, was versus LSU, in which they were throttled by LSU. So, get over it, move on. They got it right. And while I think Oklahoma shouldn't cause too much of an impediment for Alabama, they still are deserving.
Brian Jones joins us here on Sunday Morning Football. That Alabama-Oklahoma game suddenly becomes really interesting, not only because Kyler Murray and the Sooners can put up points, but because we don't really know what the health is going to be for Tua Tagovailoa. Saban says he's going to be fine, but who do you think should start for Alabama under center in that game?
Oh, there's no doubt it'll be Tua if he's healthy. If they think he can go and he can get the practice reps in, he's going to be the starter. He earned it. And he's been their starter majority of this season. Hollywood couldn't write a better script than what occurred this past weekend in Atlanta with the former starter relegated to backup, becoming the starter again and engineering a come-from-behind win. So great story and entertainment, but Tua is the starter. There's a reason he was inserted as the starter because he's the better quarterback. Now, Hurts has progressed. He showcased he's progressed as a passer, but it's going to be Tua if he can come back and be healthy enough. And he won't have too much to worry about as far as that Oklahoma defense. Yeah, they played better versus my Longhorns in the second installment versus Texas. But this Bama offense, man, and whether they're passing it or running it, they give you headaches.
Do the Notre Dame Fighting Irish have a chance to knock off Clemson in the other semifinal?
They have a shot, and this is a closer matchup than I believe Oklahoma and Alabama will be. The problem I have with Notre Dame is I'm not so sure they have enough fast-twitch muscles, enough explosive players to cause Clemson issues on the offensive side of the ball. They do have a good defense, which could pose a significant problem for Trevor Lawrence in the offense. Now, they're going to have to stop the running of Travis Etienne, and the same for Clemson's defense. Can they stop Dexter Williams and that Notre Dame running game? And I believe they can, especially with that front four. Their linebackers and their secondary, you can't affect change there. And we'll see if Notre Dame can get past that first line of defense, which are those big boys up front. And if they can get to the second and third level, they may be cooking with gas. But as we sit here today, I just don't believe they have enough explosive players to be able to do that.
Cooking with gas. Brian Jones joins us, CBS sports analyst. Urban Meyer walks away earlier this week. Do you think he will coach football again?
I'm going to say yes. I think he will. He's still relatively young, 54, 55, somewhere in there. That's the new 45, man. So we'll see how this health issue shakes out for him. And then I believe he will be, if he's given a clean bill of health, I think he will be back on the sideline, depending on which job it is, just like when he came off the sidelines after Florida to take Ohio State. And I think if there's a marquee program out there, considering his track record, and it's a hell of a good one, undefeated team at Utah, two national titles at Florida, worst conference record in the Big Ten was tied for first. I mean, that's just amazing. 12-0, national championship there as well. That's got to be a big-ass program for him to come off the sidelines and especially to subject himself to all of the criticism that will heap upon him considering what transpired prior to this season. So I'm going to say yes, he will coach again, especially if he gets a clean bill of health.
What do you think about where Jim Harbaugh is right now in Michigan? Of course, there's always rumblings that he's going to leave and go somewhere else because he's done that throughout his entire career. But after getting smacked around by Ohio State in that final game of the regular season, do you think Harbaugh sticks around for a while in Ann Arbor, or is he going to start getting that itchy trigger finger?
No, I think he sticks around. And where else does the brass there and the Michigan faithful, who else can they turn to? They wanted a Michigan man. They've been clamoring for that for years since they got rid of my boy Rich Rodriguez. So they get half a Michigan man in Brady Hoke, a guy who had coached there. He wins a ton of games with Rich Rodriguez's players. And then they get rid of him. And Harbaugh comes in and has done everything they've wanted him to do except what? Beat Ohio State, and that team looked slow defensively versus Ohio State. And offensively, they couldn't do anything. And the reason they brought Shea Patterson in there was to open up that offense, give them more of a spread presence and not your mom and daddy's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But they could do nothing in that department. So they're still trying to find a way. They need to go out and recruit more speed. That's going to be the key. I look at this situation similar to what was going on at Texas under Mack Brown and prior to Vince Young and his cohorts landing there on campus and Texas winning a national title. Texas was winning a lot of football games. They were winning 9-10 ball games a year, and they would tell you that. But could they beat Oklahoma? No, not on a consistent basis. Did they win the conference championship on a consistent basis? No. And I think it's similar to what's going on now with Harbaugh. So they just need to go out and recruit some better players. They have an idea of what they need after that whipping they took from Ohio State. Same thing Texas had to do. Go back to the drawing board. What do we need to get over these Sooners who have put some of the worst point totals on us in the history of the rivalry? So I think they can eventually get there. But that stands out to me is the lack of speed, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But they have nowhere else to go, no one else to run to, if you will.
That's right. Okay, final point is going to be about UCF. I want to ask you about this because UCF says, hey, man, there's no path for us into the playoff. Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, says, yes, there is. You got to schedule better. UCF says nobody wants to play us. Who is right here?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Uh-huh.
They're both correct, but I would lean more towards UCF. There's folks are scared to put them on the schedule, much like they were with Boise State. Remember upstart Boise State knocking off the big teams? Oklahoma comes to mind in the Fiesta Bowl, and then eventually others with scheduling. I think Ole Miss played them in Atlanta. Virginia Tech played them in Maryland at the Washington Redskins Stadium. And so until UCF can get some of the big boys on their schedule, or if they continue to knock off Power 5 conferences, conference teams like they did last year, Auburn out of the SEC West, now LSU out of the SEC West. If they could win that one, that's a huge, huge, monumental movement for this program if they could do that. So that's the key. And yeah, you got to get these big boys to come on the schedule, but you want them, but do they want you? It takes two to tangle.
That's exactly right. Brian Jones joins us this morning here on CBS Sports Radio, Sunday Morning Football. My man, it is always awesome to catch up with you. You watch Brian throughout the season for the SEC on CBS, Inside College Football Today. It is great to finally hear your voice again on the radio, brother. Thank you so much for finding time for us, man, and happy holidays.
Hey, DA, appreciate you, man. Happy holidays to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.